Hello, welcome to Brian the Hammer Jackson Show Without Rules. Today we have a special guest, Matthew P.W. Matthew's only six. So this is what I did. I had to get rid of my commercials, and I got rid of my theme music. But I did load a special song for Matthew. Matthew's a brave young man. I never met him. I offered a challenge, a cook-off in a way. Figured he's only seven. He's going to check it out. But no, not Matthew. Matthew has risen to the challenge, and he decided to take me on. So today is July 19th, 2012, 10 a.m. This is the Matthew P.W. Show with Brian the Hammer Jackson. I'm going to start it off with my song to Matthew. Matthew. And Matthew, we're going to have a good time today. And I have on the line Matthew's mother. Easy, Elmo.
Thank you for the song.
Oh, you're welcome. I hear the tiger in your voice. You're ready for this challenge, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Let me hear you. See, every cook has to have a cook growl. Do you have a cook growl? Do you have a tiger in you? Oh, okay. Take it easy, kid. You scared me. That's a tiger. Would you like to introduce your mother to me?
Yes.
What, you want to hear my tiger?
Yes.
All right, get ready. Now, don't get scared because, you know, if you get scared, hold on to your mother because it's a mean, mean, mean yell, okay?
Okay.
Here it is.
Meow. Meow. That's not scary.
Oh, that's scary. Oh, don't take that for granted. That's a mean kitty.
Okay.
Would you like to introduce your mama to us? What is your mother's name?
This is T.O.
T.O., nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you too, Brian.
Oh, he sounds like a great kid. He sounds like a wonderful
kid.
He sounds very smart. Now, I know you came here. You didn't want to be late. Now, did you come from some kind of international cooking show and some kind of, like, like Top Chef competition?
No, we just do regular cooking shows that we do on YouTube.
Okay. Now, okay, well, I know that you came here really fast. Where did you come from? Where were you before you came here? Were you at school?
I was at a daycare.
Daycare?
Yep.
So you're an educated young man.
I am, I guess.
Look at you, smarty pants.
Hey, I'm...
look at you. All right. I'm going to put on my big boy pants on now. So let me tell everybody about who you are, okay? First of all, you're 7 years old, and you're a well-educated young man. And let's see, you have a bio here. It says you're very creative and you're in a second grade.
I am in second grade, and I am very creative.
Uh-huh. Now, how did you get through first grade? Was it very hard? Did you cheat?
No, I did not.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He's been doing really wonderfully with first grade and actually really, really loves school and his friends and playing with them, and was recently accepted in the gifted program there, too.
He's starting. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, gifted program. That sounds pretty good. What is a gifted program?
Uh-huh.
Because that means you're pretty smart and you're exceptional. Is that right, Matthew?
Right.
He started with constantly asking me in the kitchen, how's this made, Mommy? And, oh, what are you making? It smells so good. Can I help you? And, I kept shooing him away. I'm like, come on, he's 4 years old, 5 years old. I was like, yeah, I can't be having a kid in here trying to chop stuff up and then chopping his fingers off. And
I think I had a TMZ moment. You gave a knife to a 4-year-old to chop things up.
Exactly, right?
Right.
Where is Mr. Matthew?
I'm right here.
No, I mean your father.
Oh, Mr. Matthew. He's actually at work right now, probably listening in. Hi,
okay.
John.
So he's alive.
Of course, yes,
yeah!
He sure is.
Okay, just thinking I had a scoop here.
Why wouldn't he be alive?
Okay, I mean, a kid. Okay, so he's 4 years old. He started chopping things up with a sharp knife.
Yeah, and just helping me with little things and teaching him about basic safety in the kitchen and how stuff goes together and how to make sandwiches and really, really simple little kid things. And then he just had so much creativity, Brian, and so much energy, and I'm like, I got to harness this and channel it into something else, otherwise he would kind of drive me crazy. So
he does sound amazing. He really does.
It is amazing. It's just, I swear we would solve the world's energy problems if we can harness the energy of little children.
If only they could power our vehicles. I mean, gas would be so cheap.
Right.
But then again,
yeah,
world population would explode just for gas.
I just thought, why not combine his love of acting and showmanship and being just a little ham and his love of cooking and constantly asking me all this stuff. So we came up with a YouTube show, and we've been posting on there every couple months of episodes on YouTube for like about the last year. His little recipes and things that he's learned and mastered and loves to show other kids that they too can cook just like
now,
he can.
What was his first dish? I mean, when did you start realizing Matthew P.W. had talent?
My first dish was fruit salad.
It was a salad? Your first dish was a salad?
Uh-huh.
Okay, tell me how you made this salad.
The fruit salad?
Oh, it was fruit, so you had some ingredients.
So the ingredients are mango, blueberry, watermelon, oranges,
pomegranate,
berries.
Okay. Now, how do you know how much mango to put in your salad?
You just add a handful.
A handful. Do you have big hands?
Yes, I do.
Then that means it's a big salad.
Yes, it is.
Okay. You know, kids love me. They get my jokes, but when it gets past 10, my jokes fall flat. Okay, what we're going to do, let me see something else about you. Let's see, Matthew's mom put together a YouTube episode. We cover dad. The show is meant to empower children, and we do need to empower them. Have you ever been on the radio before, Matthew?
No, I have not.
Okay, have you ever been on TV before?
No, I have not.
Are you a married man?
No, I am not.
Do you ever plan on getting married?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we're going to play a little game because it's not polite to ask a woman her age. So we're going to play multiple choice, you and I. Will you want to play that game with me?
Yes.
Okay, the game is, how old is my mom?
Okay.
Now, these are your choices. She's over 12, she's over 30, or she babysat for baby Jesus.
She's over 30.
Oh, okay. We get an idea where she is. All right, Matthew, I made a challenge to you regarding cooking.
What? Yes.
Yes. And you accepted my challenge.
Yes, I did.
Where's your growl? Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Now, you had no formal training at all regarding cooking.
No.
The only thing I know about you is that your mother gave you a knife at 4 and started chopping up things.
Right.
You know this is a TMZ moment, but let's go into something else.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can see the headlines now. Matthew, age 4. He started chopping up things at 4.
Right.
Okay. Now, here's what we're going to do, Matthew. What is the dish that you are going to challenge me with?
Challenge you with some egg cakes.
Egg cake? There's no such thing as egg cake.
Yes, there is.
You get some eggs, you get a cake, you put some eggs on a cake. Egg cake. That's not a challenge.
No, it's not. It's just cupcakes made out of eggs.
Cupcakes? Are you ready to go? Because, see, this is radio, and people cannot see what you're doing, so that means this is the hard part. We have to make people listen, but when they're listening, we have to make them see it. Are you that good enough to make them see it?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm going to give you a shot. Here's what we're going to do. We have 16 minutes. Time flies. You have 10 minutes, and then after your 10 minutes, I'm going to do my cooking, and then we're going to post what we made for each together on this challenge. Is that okay?
It's okay.
All right. Get ready. I'm going to let you cook. When you cook, do you ever sing? Do you ever hum when you're cooking? I'm sorry?
No.
You never sing when you cook?
Oh,
it must be me. Do you ever hear little cooking voices in your head when you cook?
I don't think so. No.
Oh, okay, that must be me again. All right, get going and let me know. Remember, we're on radio, so you have to tell us what you're doing and how you're making it. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and go. You got 10 minutes.
The ingredients are garlic powder, oregano, salt, fresh eggs, bacon bits, and your tools are a bowl, fork, some cupcake pans, a cupcake pan with some cupcake liner and a scooper for your eggs. And the first step is to crack open your eggs.
Matthew?
Yes.
Matthew?
Yes.
Matthew? Okay.
Yes.
Do you mind? I hear you. Do you mind if I sing a little bit while you cook, if I can still hear you?
Okay, I will.
Okay, you go ahead, and I'm going to be singing in the background, okay?
Okay.
All right, and go.
Crack.
Excuse me, Matthew. Excuse me. Here we are. I'm sorry, Matthew.
And take your fork and mix your eggs.
Okay.
And beat them really hard.
I had an upset stomach. Go on.
So hard that they're afraid of you.
Go ahead. So hard that the eggs are afraid of you.
Yes.
They weren't afraid of me before, but now they're going to be scared of me because we're going to beat them?
Always afraid of me because I mix them so much.
Well, you're a bully. Well, you are a bully to your eggs. You should love your eggs and not beat them.
Next, you add some garlic powder.
You are too funny. Okay, I'm listening.
Just as much so you can taste it.
Uh-huh.
Then add some oregano.
Okay, and what does oregano look like?
It's the herb oregano, oregano leaves.
Okay.
And then add a tiny bit of salt. And then as much that you can taste, then mix it up.
Now, how much salt do I add? Is it a pinch of salt? When you say tiny, I don't know what it's a tiny because I have bigger hands than you.
I have bigger hands than you.
Okay, well, how much salt do I add? Do I pour the whole salt in?
As much as until you can taste it. Not too much, not too little.
Okay.
Right.
Go ahead.
And then your next
sounds
next
like your
step is to add your bacon bits.
Okay. You're adding bacon bits or real bacon?
Bacon bits.
Okay. There we go. How much bacon bits do I add?
And mix it up.
Okay.
You just add one pinch or something.
Uh-huh. And am I going to find this recipe, Matthew? Are you going to post a recipe so people can get a chance to make what you're making?
Two pinches of the bacon bit.
Okay, let's pinch it. Pinch that guy. Wait a minute. Two pinches of bacon?
Yes.
I thought we just added bacon bits. Do we add more bacon bits?
Bacon bits. We don't add more bacon bits.
Okay. I will be quiet.
Okay. Tell them what you're doing
now. Now you, with a scooper, you add some into your cupcake pan with the cupcake liner.
Now, is my cupcakes already made, or did you make the cupcakes?
I didn't make the I'm making the cupcakes.
You're making the cupcakes?
There's no actual cupcakes.
Oh, there's no.
There's no cake part of it.
Oh, they're cake part. Oh, okay. Okay. Cool. Okay, I got invisible cupcakes.
We are going to make some cupcakes.
Okay. I got your back,
right,
Matthew.
Now
go ahead.
To the cupcake liner.
Okay. You know you yell at me a lot.
I do not.
Oh, wow. There we go. Don't lose your top. I'm listening.
Okay, now what next, Matthew?
Next, you need to get some oven mitts.
I don't have any oven mitts. I use my socks.
And with the oven mitts, put them on.
But then my feet would get cold.
Put the oven mitts on so you don't burn yourself.
Okay, you're yelling at me again. I got my socks as my oven mitts. Okay, go ahead.
The oven is to 400
degrees. 400
degrees. Get help from your parents for that.
Well, thank you, Matthew. Let me call my 70-year-old mother and she could come and help me.
Okay, so we're going to put it in the oven.
But that's for the kids, but that's good advice, though. Make sure your mother or your father, now men cook too, so help. So the tip is make sure when you're doing this, children, kiddies, that you do have parental supervision in the kitchen.
Okay.
I just have to say that, and you're very smart, Matthew. Thank you for reminding me that, or so we're going to have a lot of kids, you know, having third-degree burns running all over the place. Go ahead.
Right, and you put it in the oven for 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Right.
Okay.
It might not even take... It's 15 minutes or until it's done.
Right,
until
it's done.
Now, do you keep going back and forth in the oven just to see if it's done, or you don't want to keep opening up the oven?
No, you don't do that. You just turn on the light and look inside.
Okay.
I can't hear you.
Okay. So, okay, and what is... Okay, and then what do? We wait 15 minutes?
Yes, we wait 15 minutes.
And then what do we do for 15 minutes?
For 15 minutes, we will just talk.
Really? Okay, let's talk
right.
for 15 minutes, because in about 2 minutes, I got to start making my dish, okay?
Okay.
So let's talk. You know, Matthew, you're a very talented young guy. You're very educated. I love speaking with you. In fact, I think you're smarter than me.
I know that.
Oh. Wow. I see. Tell me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What is your favorite dessert?
Key lime tart.
A key lime tart? Oh, my God. When I was 7 years old, I was lucky to get a fruit.
Okay.
So what did you, so that's your favorite dessert. What was the first dish? I know you said a salad. What was your first real dish? How old were you when you actually made it? And you probably made it with your mommy, am I correct?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
My first spaghetti in meatballs.
I made that too. You just go to the can, you open it up, you put it in, put a little water in, boom, spaghetti and meatballs, right?
No.
Like?
No, that's too fast.
So you made it from scratch.
No.
You put the noodles in the boiling water?
Yes, that's correct.
And how old were you when that happened?
5.
Okay. Now, when you get married, because we're still talking because your cupcakes are cooking. So when you get married, are you going to be looking for a wife that can cook, or you're going to handle all the cooking?
I'm going to look for a wife that can cook, and I'll also cook.
Well, that's pretty good. Well, who would do the dishes?
What do you think?
Her?
Who's going to do the dishes?
Who's going to do the dishes?
Who's going to do the dishes, Matthew?
Mommy.
Okay, so let me get this picture. You and your wife are cooking. You guys are cooking this great meal, and then you're going to call your mom so she can come over and do the dishes.
Yes.
I love your plan. It's great. Don't change it. But you'll probably do it in college, but don't change it. What do you think about that, Mom?
I think he needs a new plan.
Now, he's been posting, is it a web series that he has? You mentioned he's been posting on YouTube. Is it a series every week? Tell me about that.
Yeah, we've been posting over the last year when we have time and when he gets an inspiration to cook something. We'll post maybe once a month. We've had more opportunities this summer, so we've posted a couple times last month, and we will do it as often as we possibly can. He got a rather ambitious, wants to post once a week, but... Yeah, Mom doesn't have time to help him be able to film all that.
Yeah, I can understand. It is really technical. A lot of people don't understand. It's like, okay, the camera, this, editing, this. So he's very talented. Now, I know in his bio he wanted to be an actor. Does he still want to be an actor?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you
he does.
Oh, there he is. Who's your favorite actor, Matthew?
Tell him. Who's your favorite actor?
Jack Black.
Jack Black?
All right.
Yeah, Jack Black is pretty funny. Do you have a favorite line of a movie? What is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is... What's my favorite movie?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yes.
You don't remember it? Is it the one with the pandas?
Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, that was, you know, I saw that last week on HBO. I did like that one, too. I did like that one. Now, we have 4 minutes left. You did your cooking. Now it's time for me to do mine, because this is a challenge, Matthew. Now, I'm going to have to put on my tiger voice. Remember, don't get scared. Your mom is right there. Hold her hand, because when I do this voice, it usually terrifies people, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Meow.
That's it. All right. See, you're okay? I didn't want you're still there? You're okay?
Yes, I'm okay. That didn't scare me at all.
Oh, it's a mean kitty. It's a cooking kitty. All right, now, I'm making mine. Now, mine has a story. I went to Trebek. Not Trebek, that's the guy on Jeopardy. Tibet. Tibet is a country. Have you ever heard of Tibet?
No, I have not.
Okay, it's far away. And I was seeking the master of all cooking. I went through the jungles. I said, I need to find the master of all cooking, because someday a 7-year-old named Matthew is going to challenge me for a recipe cook-off.
Okay.
I went there. I had to climb up some mountains, and it wasn't easy because I had my tennis shoes on. And I asked the guy. I finally saw him there. He was living up in a cave.
Okay.
He was living in a cave, and I said to him, Master, teach me the skills of cooking. And he said, first, you have to buy some groceries. So I went all the way home, and I bought some groceries. So my dish is called, from Tibet, world known Rice Crispio Corn Flaco. Have you ever heard of this dish?
No, I have not.
Okay, well you're going. You might want to write this down, because this dish is only taught by monks. You know what a monk is?
No.
Monks are sacred people. Have you ever seen Star Wars?
Yes, I have.
They look like that. I got 90 seconds, and I'm going to teach you my dish. First, we get a bowl. Here's my bowl. Can you hear my bowl? That's my bowl?
Yes, I can
okay.
hear it.
Second, I open up my sacred box, and I pour the sacred ingredients in my bowl. There we go. Third, we add the sacred milk. And that's it. Matthew, I don't have time for my finish of my meal. Give me your website, kiddo. Let everybody know where they can reach you. Give me the website of your YouTube.
Okay.
It's youtube.com, and it's user tpogonaut, T-P-O-G-O-N-A-T. Or you can just look for MPW TV.
And you have a Facebook?
Yes, it's, not for the show.
And if you need any more information regarding Matthew, he's a fantastic, brilliant kid. Thank you so much, Matthew. Thank you so much, Mom, for coming on. He was a great kid.
Mom, you're welcome.
Thank you
and
very much.
And don't forget to post your creation, and I'll post mine. We have 10 seconds left.
Certainly
you
will.
Guys were
Thank
great
you
guests.
For having us.
Oh, it's more than my pleasure.
Us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Matthew P.W. Let's give him a hand. And I think we still have it. You were perfect. I hope you had fun. Matthew? Matthew?
Yes?
You were a gentleman, and you were a great guest. Thank you so much. I had fun talking to you.
Thank you.
Brian.
Thank you. I had fun, too.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. And I'm going to promote your cooking show all over our website, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Can I speak to Mom for 3 seconds, please?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much. He's a great kid.
Thank you. That was a very fun show. I don't think I've laughed so much in half an hour. What was even harder was stifling the laugh so y'all don't hear me so much.
I had a lot of fun. He's a great kid. And you are,
and you are
one special lady. And give my love to
thank you, Brian.
And give my love to the hubby.
Oh, sure I will. Hopefully one of these days he'll be on. He's so shy.
Well, you guys have a great family, and thank you again from
thank
the bottom
you.
Of my heart. And Matthew,
well,
I'll see you
thank
soon,
you
and I'll be promoting your little buddy, and hopefully you'll come back on sometime soon.
Matthew, he was talking to you, sweetie pie.
What did you say?
I said that you're a great guest, and I really enjoyed talking to you, and I hope you come back sometime soon.
I will do that.
You got it. One more tiger growl for me.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you, Brian. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you. You guys have a great day. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.